Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
The State House will take a vote today on a bill that would redirect $300 million a year to public transit in Pennsylvania. That includes SEPTA, of course. It is expected to pass the House. It is, though, the same bill that died in the state Senate last year. And officials in Montgomery County say if SEPTA is forced to cut service, the consequences would be catastrophic. Here's KYW's Vic Ragapathy.
These aren't champagne problems. People are just asking for access to the city that they love and, frankly, depend on.
Bryn Mawr College senior Olivia Loudon rides the Paley-Thorndale line all the time, both for work and for recreation. It's one of five lines that could get the axe if SEPTA doesn't get the funding it needs from Harrisburg.
It's kind of depressing, if I'm being completely honest. Even though I'm graduating, I still have friends who go here, and there are still going to be students who come here next year. I want them to have all the opportunities I have.
Montco Board of Commissioners Chairman Neil McKeegis says the presence of SEPTA isn't just beneficial for those who use it.
If you aren't one of the people who take SEPTA every day, you'll have hundreds of thousands of people on the road.
And he adds the ripple effect goes well beyond just commuting.
All the property values around the train are going to go down dramatically. The township and the county and the school boards are all going to make less tax revenue. We won't be able to fund the same level of service at our schools.
SEPTA may have to cut its service by nearly half if it doesn't reconcile a more than $200 million shortfall. There are public hearings on the budget May 19th and 20th. Vic Ragupathy, KYW News Radio 103.9 FM.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.